Chapter 7. Compliance versus Commitment. Commitment relies on acceptance, the degree to which team members are committed to the team's vision and mission, and the degree to which they believe in what the team is trying to accomplish. Team members who have acceptance take ownership of the team's direction and put out the extra effort to ensure the team's success. Army Techniques Publication ATP 6-22.6, Army Team Building, 30 October 2015. Commitment is the synergy in groups when individuals put aside personal needs for the benefit of the team. In other words, it is the higher purpose. Commitment is an individual's psychological attachment to the organization. A team that has commitment creates clarity around directives and priorities, which aligns the entire team around common objectives. Compliance is when people are legally required to perform a task or duty, or ordered to by leadership. Individuals will perform the task in most circumstances until the risks of performing the task outweigh the benefits. Below the compliant group is the complainers. They will only do what the leaders make them do. Leaders need to determine if the issue with this group is that the member has not bought into the organizational or army values. Do they not believe what they are doing is productive and will lead to mission accomplishment? The most destructive group is those who will not commit and attempt to get others to not commit with them. If not dealt with immediately, people in this group will destroy a team. Leaders must remove those who attempt to undermine the team. We all want to be a part of teams and squads who are committed instead of compliant, a team with members who all are serving something bigger and greater than they are. Those are the teams where trust and cohesion are highest. Building commitment. Building commitment is a process involving everyone on the team. Soldiers and Army civilian professionals foster an enduring commitment to the Army, its mission, its people, and the continued practice of the fundamental aspects of the Army culture. Army families are an extension of that team. Commitment to the purpose and values of an organization provides a clear sense of direction. Commitment relies on acceptance, the degree to which team members are committed to the team's vision and mission, and the degree to which they believe in what the team is trying to accomplish. Team members who have acceptance take ownership of the team's direction and put forth extra effort to ensure the team's success. Teams use these techniques to build and maintain commitment. Encourage team identification. Reward cooperation. Provide the team with a clear vision and communicate team commitment. Encourage team identification. Leaders encourage a sense of self-identification by describing the team vision and defining the values the team should have. These values should align with the Army values, but may include other values such as sharing information, being physically fit, etc. When a leader articulates the vision and values, it encourages members to view the goal positively and determine how they can best help the team achieve the goal. Reward cooperation. Leaders should reinforce positive team behaviors, like commitment, through rewards. Rewarding good teamwork will encourage others to behave the same. As long as the rewards are fair and timely, it will foster a sense of belonging and gain even more commitment. Provide the team with a clear vision. A team member cannot commit to something if they do not understand exactly to what they are making a commitment. They need to clearly understand the goal and know that it is meaningful. A helpful technique is explaining the big picture to subordinates so they can fully understand the purpose. Communicate team commitments. Communication is the key. Team members must understand their commitment and the purpose of the mission. They must also understand that the entire team is fully committed to the same team vision and mission. Other key work-related attitudes. There are a number of other attitudes that can influence how committed team members are to the team and organization. The two factors we will cover in this handbook are job satisfaction and employee engagement. Job satisfaction. As the name implies, job satisfaction is a person's attitude and feelings about their job. The work itself, along with attitude, values, and personality, have the greatest influence on job satisfaction. What position the person holds within the team, known as the person-job fit, can greatly affect their commitment. If their ability fits the demands of the job and their desire and motivation fit the attributes and rewards of the job, they will likely be more satisfied and more committed. One retired platoon sergeant described the case of a new soldier assigned to his infantry platoon who is a botanist. That is, he studied plants. The soldier volunteered for the infantry because he was convinced that an infantryman would see many different plants and trees. Needless to say, the person-job fit was not good for this soldier. Person-vocation fit is the fit between a person and the vocation. Being a soldier, airman, marine, or seaman is a vocation. Their realities of the vocation may not match their expectations. In cases like the one above, the person-vocation fit might not be optimal. Employee engagement. Employee engagement is the connection that a person has for their job, organization, leader, and co-worker. If the person is highly engaged, they will put forth extra effort to their work. As a leader, it is important to stay engaged with subordinates, to provide them valuable and meaningful feedback on their performance through counseling. Personal conversations lead to other connections that will lead to greater commitment from team members.